WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Just before that announcement, you heard Phantoms with the tune Letting Me Go from This Can't Be Everything. Gilligan Moss before that with Love Song from Speaking Across Time. And right now I have Weevil with the tune How You Feel, the Night Version from the Night Version's EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing at WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Be like honey.
Gospel Choir and Groove Terminator with the tune Good Life, the Chatty Natural remix. That's from History of House. Right now you're listening to Pick a Piper with the tune Keep Your Head Up from Sea Steps. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Just before those announcements, you heard Purple Disco Machine and Sophie and the Giants with the tune In the Dark, the Ron Bass Jam dub. Fort Rameau before that with Spotlights from Beings of Light. Right now you're just listening to Teen Days and the tune Translation from the release Interior. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. International Airport with the tune Out Past the Razor Wire, the HYM post-industrial mix. And coming up next, I have Dream Cycle Inc. with the tune Cycles from Steps of Deeper Slumber. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT.
Thank you. RCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Before this one, we heard Man Made Man with the title track to the release, Emotional Software. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you missed the show or you want to get in touch with me, please check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with a constitutional law scholar on how Trump's executive orders are faring in the courts. Our guest, Steve Rohde, a co-host here on Law and Disorder, includes in his report the first of those executive orders to be decided just a few days ago by the U.S. Supreme Court.
We also dive into the recent presidential threats to cut funding to U.S. colleges that permit so-called illegal protests on campus, exploring the implications for free speech and higher education.
Attorney Mara Verheiden Hilliard of the D.C.-based Partnership for Civil Justice Fund and the Center for Protest Law and Litigation will demystify the constitutionality of Donald Trump's recent threats.
Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
The number of active lawsuits in federal courts challenging Trump administration arguments has now topped 100. In 21 of those cases, judges have already issued temporary restraining orders or preliminary injunctions, effectively stopping, at least for now, parts of Trump's agenda. For example, as reported in the New York Times this past Sunday, trial court judges have blocked by now Trump's mass firings of civil servants, Musk's access to sensitive federal data, the relocation of transgendered women inmates to men's prisons, the pursuit of immigrants inside houses of worship, and the freezing of up to $3 trillion of federal funding to the states. And in a very important case, a federal judge entered a final judgment reinstating the head of the federal watchdog agency. And just yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled against the Trump administration, halting the sending of those billions of foreign aid dollars. But it must be pointed out that in a number of preliminary victories against Trump's actions, the government, though losing the first round in the cases, have nevertheless stalled in obeying the court's orders. And Trump himself posted the absolutist notion that, and I quote, "he who saves his country does not violate any law," close quote. Five of the judges who have ruled against Trump were appointed by Republican presidents, one by Trump himself. As a result of Trump's losing record in court cases so far, there is now talk on the right of seeking to impeach judges who rule against the Trump administration. And the number of death threats judges are experiencing from the public have gone up alarmingly as well. So today on Law and Disorder Radio, we examine the more important court cases challenging the attempts of the Trump administration to deconstruct the United States both legally and politically. And our guest is one of our co-hosts here on Law and Disorder, Mr. Stephen Rohde. Mr. Rohde is a civil rights activist, author, and constitutional scholar. He practiced civil rights law for almost 50 years.